Let's pray. Lord, let my words be your words, and may each of us hear you speaking through them. Amen. Like Alison, this story has always been one of my favourites and was an important part of the early part of my faith life. I grew up with the old prayer book, which probably not many of you know, and at Evensong every week we sung the Nunc Dimittis, the words that Simeon sung to express his joy at this meeting. It's named after the first few words of his song, and we've heard it in a form with Ernie, not the right form, because I grew up with, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Does anybody know those words? Yeah, thank you, yeah. Simeon was an old man, and as we've heard through Ernie, God's promise that he would see the Saviour of the world before he died was made when he was a very young man, and it had been a long, long wait. But God always keeps his promises, and today we've heard how Simeon had his hopes fulfilled. He may have thought it was too late and he wouldn't see the promised Messiah, but nobody is ever too old or too young to do a job for God or to play a role for God. In the temple every day, Simeon was surrounded by thousands of people, hundreds of families with babies. How on earth was he going to know who he was looking for? He needn't have worried. He was in daily touch with God through prayer, and when the time came, he recognized the prompting of the Lord immediately. Are we sufficiently in touch with God in prayer that we can readily recognize him or his words in other people or situations? My answer for myself is probably not, but I will keep trying. And I will pray that God will nudge me again if I miss something. Among the hustle and bustle of the temple, this was a very small, insignificant meeting. It was very important to Simeon, but did he know that it would reverberate around the world as an inspiration for millions for the next 2,000 years and beyond? We never know what God might do with the smallest action or word that we perform on his behalf. Have you heard of Albert McMackin? No, I hadn't either. Apparently, he worked as a farm labourer on a farm in Carolina in the 1930s. He himself had no claim to fame, but in 1934, he urged a 16-year-old boy, the son of his employer, to go to a revivalist meeting in a nearby town to hear an evangelist called Mordecai Ham. No, I hadn't heard of him either. The point of this story is that the 16-year-old boy's name was Billy Graham. And his life as a servant of Christ began on that day. I may not set the world on fire for God, but if I follow where he leads me to speak to someone or befriend someone or do a kindly deed for someone, then who knows what touch paper I might be lighting for the future. I wonder if any of us here have lit any fuses for God recently. Lord, help us always to be alert and listening for your voice. And give us the courage always to follow your commands. Amen.